Yeah. I think I'm the only non-lawyer on the panel, but and also the only...
And so you stick to the time better than some of the lawyers.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to take advantage and also stick to my brief, which is a minute and a half. I haven't summarized anything because I'm not quite sure how to summarize a minute and a half. But besides not being a lawyer, I think I'm the only Arab and Palestinian on the panel. So have been very much a victim and witness to war over the last generations. And something that it was fantastic that Corin organized this, and I think it was so nice to see this group of lawyers. I met the most amazing group of lawyers in 1982 during the illegal Israeli invasion of Lebanon when I had the honor to take around something called the McBride Commission. And the McBride Commission was made up of Sean McBride, Kader Asmal of the ANC, Richard Falk, and they looked into the legality of the invasion, but also much more than that, there's something else, which is the reasons that we go to war, which everyone's been discussing, and I agree with what everybody said, but there's also another very important set of laws, which is how you fight that war, and what is permitted and not permitted under the Geneva Conventions. And if that's something that people talked about raising our primary concerns, that would be one of my primary concerns. What's happening now on the ground? Cluster bombs, that was a real issue in the Lebanon in 82, and it's an issue there now. There are things that, protests that could be made, commissions of inquiry that should be made, investigations on all of that basis. There's enough information already in the press on that. And I'd like to finish, because I think that's a minute, so I think I'll take another 15 seconds, and I'd like to finish on just adding to what Christine said about inclusion and democratic processes and the rights of the peoples in the land to that. And we see this very much in the occupation in the West Bank and Gaza and the refusal of the powers at the moment to accept the legitimate representation of the Palestinian people to the way that they want to proceed in a peace process and respect their rights, both under occupation and the refugees, which have been entirely excluded. So again, this is a mirror. These two conflicts are intertwined, and I think that this is another concern that we look at both of these, not in isolation, both historically, but for the future as well. Thanks.
Thank you very much.